What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. Welcome back to episode 32. I know it's been 18 days. I know I haven't been putting out as much content lately, but I'm going to try to make sure that changes, try to put out more stuff, put out more episodes. But we got an interesting episode. This episode will most likely be discussing the ongoing COVID-19 problems within the NHL and the NFL right now, because if anyone's been paying attention, it seems like with the whole new Omicron variant, it seems the sports world, from what I've been seeing in the news, at least for the NHL and the NFL, it's really looking like we can be seeing more cancellations of games, more delays. It's getting to the point where we could possibly seeing another pause on sports for a while. Who knows what happens with the NBA? Who knows what happens with the NBA? Even in the NBA too, COVID cases are rising there. I mean, who knows what's going to happen moving forward? I'm just going to get right into it. I mean, if the COVID cases continue to rise, I have a real bad feeling it's only going to get worse. And the NFL, let's start with the NFL, because the NFL's COVID testing situation has just been, it's been a complete mess. The NFL has been talking about, you know, finally postponing games. And one particular player, if you go back and look at it, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, he's calling out the NFL, for their COVID protocols. And what he was saying, like, and I'm sure you could find his tweets on Twitter, basically stating that, apparently he was saying show that the NFL was showing up and only making three teams test, trying to keep the game scheduled as possible. But and he's got a point, because when you're not testing, when you're only making a certain amount of players or teams testing, and then or just in general not testing players in general, letting them gather for practices, and then all of a sudden this outbreak comes on, and then you still manage to keep the games in schedule. Like, I'm sorry, but Baker's right. Like, that's problematic. Like, let's be honest. And the thing is, if it wasn't for, like, Baker Mayfield saying anything, I think the NFL, like, if Baker Mayfield wasn't making these tweets, if he wasn't making these points, I'd go on to say that the NFL wouldn't be rescheduling these games. I think they'd be keeping them in the exact same time slot they were scheduled for. And then what else? Here are his exact tweets from earlier in the week, December 16th, more specifically, at NFL. Make up your damn mind on protocols. Showing up and making only three teams test, all so you can keep the game as scheduled to make money. So that was the first tweet. Then he goes, actually caring about player safety would mean delaying the game with this continuing at the rate it is. But to say you won't test vaccinated players if they don't have symptoms, then to pull this randomly doesn't make any sense to me. Then the follow-up tweet, tell me if this makes sense. No tests this morning. Then let our team gather for practice. Then show up after practice to test them. Something seems off here. Let's be honest. The protocols with the NFL, I don't exactly know entirely too much about the COVID protocols for the NFL, but And it seems like the NFL is not doing a good job, and Baker Mayfield's calling them out on their mistakes. And honestly, good, because if you don't have specific guidelines, if you don't have specific protocols for the players, it's just going to get worse. And it's clearly being shown right here. And, you know, honestly, props on Baker Mayfield for calling them out, because if you've been paying attention to the NFL or just the sports in general, just like professional sports in general and how they've been handling some of the protocols, I know like some of the leagues will say, oh, we've been doing our best. Like, well, when you're not testing players, when you're only testing a certain amount of players or a certain amount of teams for COVID-19, there's an issue. Like, let's be honest, everyone needs to get tested, whether or not, you know, vaccinated or unvaccinated. There should be like rapid, like, I shouldn't say rapid testing there, but there should be a consistency with the testing among players for the virus. I mean, let's be honest right now. If you only test like a certain amount of player, if you only test a certain amount of teams or players for the virus, and all of a sudden now's the time, all of a sudden now you decide to pull the plug on some of these games, there's a problem. Like that, you should have, like, well, and again, Baker's right. Like, you should have delayed these games. You should have delayed these games earlier. Now more COVID cases are spreading, and who knows what happens with the sports world. And this is only like one major issue with the virus. If you go to the NHL, if you look at the NHL, they've already postponed cross-border games between Canadian teams and American teams. I mean, there was, if I'm not, the Rangers, like I said, the New York Rangers, they're my favorite hockey team. They were supposed to play a game against the Montreal Canadiens. That game got postponed, so because of the spread of the virus. And who knows what their protocols are. I've read a little bit on their protocols and all that, but who knows what, at this point, who knows what's going to happen moving forward? I don't know. It seems like we're heading on a one-way direction straight back to early 2020, March 2020, where things just got shut down, where the sports world got shut down for a significant amount of time. And to be honest, I honestly wouldn't doubt if certain teams cut their capacity, like how many fans they can have in their stadiums, down significantly. I think I read somewhere, I believe Montreal, not even just Montreal, I think like all the Canadian hockey teams, like all the Canadian NHL teams were cutting down on their capacity. I know the Maple Leafs were one. I think Montreal was one of them. I think Montreal cut back to like 50% capacity, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, and they're already, like, the Canadian NHL teams, they're already cutting back on capacity limits, like how many fans can go into the stadium. And if this virus, especially the Omicron variant, if it's the more dominant variant and it's, as you know, spread significantly quick, or significantly quick, if it spreads fast, like, we're on a one-way ticket to another lockdown. Like, and again, I don't usually talk about it, but this is, I don't usually talk about the whole COVID-19 virus, but this is becoming a big problem. Like, it's been a big problem for the last 2 years. And to be honest, a lot of the sports leagues need to do, and I know they had the, like, the NHL had the bubble in 2020, where they had the bubble in Toronto, which, you know, I'm grateful for. I was able to watch hockey again, but, and, you know, the NBA had their bubble, and if I'm not mistaken, I think the MLB also had a little bit of a bubble, I think. I could be wrong, but I think they played, I completely forget, but I think they played, like, most of their postseason games in, like, one location. If I'm not mistaken, I think they actually played their postseason games in 2020, the year the Dodgers won the World Series. I think they played most of their playoff games, I think, in San Diego, and then I think they went to Texas for the World Series. I want to double check on that. Yeah, they played at Globe Life Field for the World Series in 2020, and that was limited attendance. So I don't know. Again, going back to the whole NFL thing, it seems like if Baker Mayfield's calling them out, it seems like there's a major problem with their protocols. And I think Baker Mayfield isn't the only one calling them out on it. So I think there have been multiple other reports of other like star players across the league calling the NFL out for their protocols and handling of the situation. And you know what? If it's just as bad as they say, good on them for calling the NFL out. Like, but honestly, anyway, then let's go to the NHL. Like I said, I already mentioned cross-border games have already been canceled and, well, not canceled, but postponed to a later date between American teams and Canadian teams. The example I mentioned earlier, the Rangers-Canadians, the Rangers were expected to play the Montreal Canadiens in Madison Square Garden, but that got postponed. But now there was a recent agreement. The NHL and the NHLPA agreed to begin the holiday break after the Tuesday's games, which means there are no games, no practices until December 27th again. So it seems like they're taking a whole week or two. It seems like they're taking a whole week off, taking the next week to reevaluate the situation, to reassess the whole COVID-19 situation, kind of just keep everything under wraps, trying to control everything, make sure it doesn't spiral out of control. But I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know how much longer we have, like, where we're going to have fans in the stands. Like, because, like I said, if this virus, like, if this strain of the virus continues to spread, we're going to go back to, we might be looking back towards March 2020 and possibly eventually, like, almost like an August, like a August 2020 type of situation, or more specific, and what I mean by that is like a bubble type of format for the NHL or the NBA or eventually the NFL. Cause like, again, this is just getting out of control. And again, whatever protocols, this doesn't even just apply to the NHL. This can apply to the NBA, MLB. Clearly, whether the players are vaccinated or unvaccinated, clearly the spread is still there. Like, the spread of the virus is happening at a rapid rate. So, again, who knows what happens? There's no NHL games for another 6 days. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I want to be optimistic that, you know, the NFL will be able to make it through the rest of the season with fans in the stands. But at the same time, like, a lot, like, especially with the NHL, like, we'll be able to hold, I'm trying to be optimistic that we'll be able to make it through the rest of the season to be able to watch the sporting events with fans in the stands. But, like, with some of these areas, both the country and in Canada, where there are just rapid pockets of COVID cases spiking up throughout, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if we're going to see 100% capacity through the by season's end, like, and before the playoffs start. Because, again, with the new variant going around, who knows what's going to happen. But And I'm going to be honest. I'm sure everyone, just like me, doesn't want to see the seasons, the NFL season or the NHL season or the NBA season, for that matter, get postponed or even canceled or scrapped because of the handling with the virus. Again, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, not only that, if I'm not mistaken, let's see. And then, yeah, all travel has been halted as well in that NHL and NHLPA deal. That means, again, like I said, with the games and practices being canceled, no one's traveling. No teams are traveling anywhere. So, again, I guess it's just a wait-and-see approach moving forward. And honestly, who knows what happens moving forward? Like, again, I can't tell the future. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I'm not a psychic. I'm not a genie. I don't know what's going to happen. At this point, it's just a wait-and-see approach for these leagues. Like, if it gets exponentially... If it gets rapidly worse, obviously we could potentially be seeing more cancellations of games, more delays of games, and the whole schedules for the NHL and potentially for the rest of the NFL get completely, completely hammered. And yeah, so those are my thoughts on the matter. That's a whole 17 minutes I spent discussing that whole situation. Anyway, I honestly really don't know what else to talk about because this was the biggest thing to come about this. Like, I would honestly talk about the New York Giants right now a little bit, but the Giants, I watched that game. I watched the New York Giants against the Cowboys, and oh my God, that was abysmal. Like, as a Giants fan, that was abysmal. Like, first off, the Giants are officially out of the playoffs. Like, actually, I think they were officially out of the playoffs, like, last week. They were, like, 4-9. Now they're 4-10. Now their hopes are all done. Like, let's face it, they're getting a top 10 draft pick. But it was an absolute disaster. And, you know, as a Giants fan, you know, that's the team I root for. That's the football team I root for till I die. Like, I want to be buried in a New York Giants jersey with a Yankees hat and, like, New York Rangers, like, pants or something like that. I don't know. Or, like, a Giants shirt, a Rangers jersey, and a Yankees hat, or a Yankees jersey. You get the point. But it is, as a Giants fan, it has not been a fun stretch, like, at all. Not been a fun stretch. The last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, I saw somewhere, I believe it's the fifth straight year with 10 straight losses. Yeah, according to, because I saw this on Sports Illustrated's Instagram page, 10 losses for the fifth straight season. Yeah. It's really depressing. Like, it's really depressing to think the last, like, playoff game we were in was against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and that was 2017 when the Giants somehow went 11-5. And this, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was either Saquon's rookie year or it was his second year in the league. I think it was either his rookie year, something like that. But either way, it was depressing. Like, 5 straight years of 10 loss seasons, something needs to change. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think that change, and you know, as I think many Giants fans would agree with me, the change starts with Dave Gettleman, because some of the draft picks he's made over the last couple of years haven't worked. Some of the signings they've gotten over the years through trades haven't worked. Nate Solder basically looks invisible on the field.
What else? I remember a time when we, I remember that time when we had Eric Flowers. Awful. I mean, that was just awful. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a Giants fan, you don't want to remember that time. And it was just, again, 5 straight seasons with 10 straight with 10 or more losses. This is, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore about that team. That being said, I'll dive into something more positive. Recently, anyone who the Golden State Warriors played the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden, and you would think, you know, oh, just a normal game. No, because Steph Curry that night, Stephen Curry, or as everyone likes to call him, you know, his nickname, Chef Curry, he became the all-time three-point leader. And as I mentioned before, it was November 12th when he became the all-time three-point leader, including the playoffs. But now, looking at just regular season, he broke that. He broke Ray Allen's record for regular season threes which Allen had 2,973. That was Ray Allen, because if you've been paying attention, like, Ray Allen has been, like, he was the leader of three-pointers for a very long time. And now Steph passed him. And if I'm not mistaken, Steph Curry's only, I think he's only, like, 33. Not even. He's 33. He's only 33. So he's going to have let's be honest, by the time his career's over, that margin of three-pointers, it's going to be significantly higher. And to be honest, I think when Stephen Curry's career is done, I don't think anyone's passing him for three-pointers. Let's be honest. I think he's going to stay as the leader in three-pointers for a while. So that was a huge accomplishment. I marked that down, 12-14-21. That's a day that will forever be remembered in NBA history. And much to the chagrin of Knicks fans, that was at MSG. That was at Madison Square Garden. And, big congratulations there to Steph Curry for being the all-time three-point leader in NBA history. But with that being said, I honestly don't really have much more to talk about. I would start talking about Major League Baseball, but the lockout's still going on. So who knows what happens moving forward? Who knows whether or not the lockout ends? I'm gonna be honest, I don't think it's gonna end anytime soon. I'm hoping it ends soon, but realistically, I don't think that's gonna happen. But anyway, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. It's been your host, LT Nasty. I'm probably not going to post an episode this week because it's the holidays. It's Christmas. I'm going to be spending that time with my family. So with that being said, I'll see you guys all in the next episode, probably like 2 weeks from now. So enjoy the holidays. Stay safe and Merry Christmas. Peace.